Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 16th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. In early 2023, YouTube will add Shorts videos to its partner program, with qualified creators receiving 45% of ad revenue, notably less than the 55% share for standard videos. YouTube will also introduce a new tier for those that don't qualify for its partner program that'll provide access to things like Super Thanks tipping options and paid channel memberships. No word on what the requirements will be for that tier. YouTube also began rolling out support for replying to video comments with a Shorts video on iOS, with plans to bring it to Android soon. Amazon announced a new Customers Ask Alexa feature, which will let brands submit answers to common questions. These can be answers to general questions, not brand-specific. Amazon previously used web results and other sources to answer questions. The company said brands don't sponsor or pay for the feature. The feature will come to the Amazon search bar in late 2022, then Echo devices in mid-2023. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed the California Age Appropriate Design Code Act, which requires businesses with an online presence to turn on the highest privacy settings for children by default. Businesses must also submit a data protection impact assessment to the state attorney general before offering any new services to children. Back in November 2021, Amazon acquired the e-commerce platform aggregator startup Vequo. Now Amazon will launch a new version of Vequo as a free multi-channel shipping service in the U.S. This will automatically check different shipping companies for the lowest rate and work on other online stores like eBay, Etsy, and Shopify. Uber confirmed it suffered a cyber attack. Screenshots of the attack seen by Bleeping Computer show full access to Uber IT systems like its AWS console, VMware virtual machines, Slack server, and HackerOne bug bounty program. The New York Times reportedly spoke with the attacker, who claims to be an 18-year-old and gained access through social engineering. According to a new report from the security firm Mandiant, the threat group UNC 4034 began using Trojanized versions of the PuTTY and KITTY SSH utilities to deploy a backdoor on systems. The group uses the malware as part of a campaign targeting media companies, using fake job offers from Amazon to eventually share the malware over WhatsApp. Signify will roll out a new Space Sense feature to its Wiz smart lighting line later this month, which will add motion triggers to its lights using changes in Wi-Fi signal strength, processed locally on each bulb. Users need two or more bulbs in a room to use the feature. Blizzard confirmed it will take Overwatch 1 servers offline on October 2nd. Roughly 27 hours after going down, it will stand up Overwatch 2 servers on October 4th. Players can preload Overwatch 2 ahead of the launch, and attempts to play Overwatch 1 after October 2nd will show an update the game to Overwatch 2 prompt. According to South Korea's trade ministry, DRAM chip exports fell 24.7% of the year in August, its largest decline since 2019. Last month, DRAM exports fell 7% of the year. Overall tech exports from the country fell 4.6% of the year in August. The U.S. Department of Justice created the Digital Asset Coordinators Network, which will designate cryptocurrency subject matter experts in U.S. attorneys' offices to provide technical expertise when prosecuting crypto-related cases like money laundering, ransomware payments, or direct theft. The network will also train other officials in the department on cryptocurrency issues. The National Science Foundation announced its beta testing using Starlink satellite internet terminals at McMurdo Station in Antarctica. The station already has internet, but everyone at the base shares a 17 megabit per second link. This demonstrates the service is capable of reaching all seven continents, although its service maps show it's not actually available in Asia or Africa. And finally, Google began rolling out device-specific rating filters on the Play Store, letting you only see rankings from specific hardware. The company first announced plans to roll out this feature in August 2021. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.